dot to dot. The Daily 5-Minute Skill Demo Show. For everyone who's simply dotty about Alexa. Hey guys, we covered this over 500 episodes ago. It's by those brilliant guys at labworks.io, and it's called the Fake News Game. Alexa, open the Fake News Game.
Voice Arcade, welcome back to the Fake News Game. It looks like your previous game ended partway through. Would you like to pick up where you left off?
Yes. It was only on question one.
Okay, resuming your previous game. Player one, here's your question again. In 2015, 22 people had to be treated for bee stings after a group of men decided to urinate on a beehive.
Ooh.
But
where
is
were
it
they
real
stung?
Or fake?
True.
Absolutely. The incident occurred in Vietnam and several of the men received serious stings on sensitive body parts. Less than half of players get that one right. In June 2020, Japan sprayed looters with blue dye to identify them later. Is it fact or fiction?
True. Unless it was another color.
Incorrect. The viral image was actually taken from a pro-democracy protest in Hong Kong. Only a third of people get that one right.
I hate it when they make it
halfway. In 2019, a man was paralyzed after eating 413 chicken nuggets. Is it real or fake?
Fake. I reckon it's half true.
Correct. The story originated on a satirical website and was shared widely in a meme format.
Not true at all.
That's it for this round.
Oop.
You got two right. Ready to play another round?
Yes.
Okay. In 2016, a woman returned $5,000 she found inside a Domino's pizza box. She received free Domino's for a year. Fake or real?
Real. I want it to be real anyway.
Spot on. The woman from California ordered some chicken wings from Domino's and didn't expect to see thousands of dollars inside. Just half of players get that one right. In 2020, a viral video showed Victoria's Secret's clothing tags have a chip inside that track buyers after they purchase the product. Fact or fiction?
False.
You're right. The small tag highlighted in the video was actually a device designed to keep track of inventory. In 2018, a boy turned up to school carrying his bags in a microwave after the school banned bags, but is it fake or real?
Real?
Precisely. 17-year-old Jacob Ford disagreed with the decision and staged a silent protest using a microwave and a wicker bag to transport his bags between classes. Less than half of players get that one right. That's all for this round. You managed to get all three correct. Do you want to play another round?
No.
Okay, you got five right. You've answered 3% of all my questions correct. Come back soon to get them all. Thanks for playing. Goodbye. Out of five, how many stars do you think the Fake News Game deserves?
Four.
That's great to hear. If you have any feedback or suggestions, please let me know now.
And I think he's gone. There you go. Wow, I really like that. And I'm okay about them asking for a star rating at the end. So yeah. There you go. And we've heard 3% of the questions, so there's probably quite a lot of replayability with this one. Brilliant. Like it. Thanks, guys, at labworks.io, and we will speak again tomorrow.
Feedback, comments, demos. The.to.podcast@gmail.com.
Briefcast.fm.